Listener Production.
7 degrees in Hobart morning. I'm Tessa Randello. The Tasmanian budget is prioritising modesty over splashy spending, but we are seeing record spending of more than $12 billion for health and almost $9 billion for education. Treasurer Michael Ferguson's dodged questions around whether job cuts are necessary to meet a budget efficiency dividend, looking to cut public sector costs by $300 million.
What we want to see is, for example, the use of greater digital innovation. We want to see more efficient systems. The Tasmanian public deserve, it's their taxpayers' money, they deserve that we are working hard to use their hard-earned money very wisely.
Funds are also starting to trickle down for the Mac Point Stadium. $15 million will flow to Macquarie Point, with $230 over the next 4 years. Master Builders Tasmania CEO Matt Pollock has welcomed the budget's $5 billion construction over 4 years.
What it shows, though, is, again, the construction industry really is going to be responsible for the economic fortunes of the state over the next 4 years. The government's banking on new infrastructure investment to drive growth and to drive jobs growth.
And a 26-year-old man's died in a two-car collision overnight. Two vehicles collided just before 10 p.m. The driver of the other vehicle sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Traffic is no longer being diverted in the area, and police are calling for anyone with information to come forward. Swans star Isaac Heaney believes he can get back to being one of the elite players in the competition despite a lean run of form in the early stages of the season.
Felt like the last few weeks sort of got back into a bit more influence in the game, which is nice. And it's been a tough year, but a really exciting year. I've got a great bunch of blokes, so it's been fun.
Sydney host Carlton tonight to kick off the second week of Indigenous Round. Both sides have recalled a ruckman, the Swans naming Tom Hickey, while Tom De Koning is back for the Blues. And in a major blow for Australia's most popular female sport, Collingwood is officially pulling out of the national netball competition.